Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
From your school history classes, you may remember the name Oliver Cromwell. Oliver Cromwell did something extraordinary in England in 1653. Although he was not a king, he ran the country for a number of years. King Charles I and the Parliament were at odds. King Charles raised an army, and the Parliament under Oliver Cromwell raised an army, and they went at it. Cromwell and the Parliament prevailed. King Charles was eventually executed. The House of Lords was disbanded, and Cromwell, in effect, ran the country. It happens that John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, was a young man at the time. The country was going through upheaval, and Bunyan was maneuvering his own survival. John Bunyan was a tall, good-looking chap with auburn hair. He was very gifted and perhaps oversensitive. As a young man, he had lived a life of debauchery, and now he was trying to get right with God. His struggles were excruciating and continued on for many years, trying to gain peace with God. Bunyan took on his father's profession, that of a tinker. As a tinker, he traveled by foot, carrying his tools on his back, including his anvil that weighed about 30 pounds. Pots and pans were a valuable commodity, could not be thrown away, but had to be repaired. That's what Bunyan did. He lived in a small cottage with his wife and two daughters, and was decidedly a poor man. Yet he wrote the second best-selling book of all time.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.